Now we are told here, and he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And now the period of the reign of Christ on the earth in the millennium is a period of judgment. It's another trial period for mankind, and there will be a great many judged during that period, and of course multitudes will be saved during that period. Now he says, verse 4, and he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Now, this is a verse of Scripture, and it's very clear that it's only during the kingdom that they'll be able to beat their swords into plowshares. In fact, Joel makes it very clear that at the time of the Great Tribulation, that'll be reverse. They are going to beat plowshares into swords. And by the way, we're living in that period today. This idea of disarming a nation and disarming individuals is, to my judgment, contrary to the Word of God. The Lord Jesus said, a strong man armed keepeth his house. You want to have peace? You're going to have law and order. Now, you may not like that expression, but you're going to have it. You're going to have peace and safety in this world today. And long as you and I are living in a big, bad world, it's well that a strong man armed keepeth his house. Now, this is a prophecy that will be fulfilled when the Lord Jesus is reigning on this earth. And when he's reigning in Jerusalem, you'll be able to take the locks off your doors. You'll be able to walk the streets at night in safety, and you'll not be drafted. There'll be war no more, and you can beat your swords into plowshares. And in that day, you won't need to get rid of the guns, because the Lord Jesus is going to get rid of them. Won't be any need for them whatsoever. This is the kingdom that he's going to establish on this earth. He is the Prince of Peace. Now, it's almost futile today. It's almost nonsensical. It's asinine today for any man. It doesn't make any difference about what party he belongs to or what nation he comes from. When he promises that there will be peace on the earth and that men can make peace. Someone has said that the United Nations, founded to bring peace on earth, is the greatest place to carry on a battle. And it is proven how impotent it is, that it cannot bring peace to the earth. It only has increased dictatorship upon the earth. And we do not have peace today. Now, I'm not entering into any political argument. What I'm trying to say is that if you're a child of God and you get your thinking cap on and begin to think God thoughts after him, you'll find out that you're living in a big, bad, evil world. And if you think that we're living in a world when you're going to have the brotherhood of man and all that type of thing, absolutely that you are entirely wrong, because man is not going to be able to bring peace on this earth. Man is not even capable of bringing peace on this earth. And that will not come as long as sin is in the heart of man, and man with overweening ambition want to rule over other people. That is today actually a horrible thing of one man ruling over man, wanting to be the one at the top. My friend, I say to you that that's the thing that brings about wars. James says that.